This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is the thing about the American economy. First of all, it's an unwieldy beast. $19 trillion in goods and services every single year. Second of all, it's doing all right. Right now, the job market, as we learned again last Friday with the June jobs report, is strong. Inflation, the latest report on which we got this morning, is right in line with where it's been, ticked up just a tad last month. But the word from the Federal Reserve in the person of one Jerome Powell, board chair, speaking before Congress yesterday and today, is that by all appearances, the Fed is going to cut interest rates when it meets in a couple of weeks, not typical in otherwise fine economic times. What we have here, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains, is an expectations game.
There's not really a hard and fast set of rules that say when X happens, the Fed must cut rates. Given the current economic conditions, Menzi Chin, who teaches economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says the Fed could kind of go either way.
Probably they are erring on the side of caution and letting the rates drop just because they don't see a big harm coming from it.
There are early signs of a slowdown, but things aren't particularly dire. Plus, the jobs numbers are still pretty solid, and inflation is under control.
If the market weren't expecting a cut, it's conceivable that they might err on the side of actually keeping the interest rates at the current levels.
But the markets are expecting it, and that can create kind of a chicken and egg scenario.
Obviously, market upsets may not be good for the economy. So it's not something that the Fed is going to seek to do, for sure, which is to upset expectations.
Sarah Bloom Raskin is a fellow at Duke Law School. She is also the former deputy secretary at the Treasury Department and served on the Fed board. Raskin's confident the Fed isn't being overly swayed by the markets.
The Fed is appropriately focused on what the economy may need now and what trajectory it's on in the future.
And that trajectory can look different depending on what data you're looking at. Ernie Tedeschi is a policy economist at Evercore ISI.
Before, there was like a balance of risks on both the upside and the downside. Now there seem to be more downside risks.
Tedeschi figures the Fed can go ahead with a rate cut basically as an insurance policy, just in case things start to go south. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.